Ben used the Force to drag her out of the yellow fog, away from the Font of Power, and out into the light of the planet's bright blue sun. The Kashiri stopped struggling, and her eyes grew vacant and glassy. Her tentacles fused back into arms, then her entire body went slack. Ben used the Force to summon the pillar fragment that he had used to smash her skull earlier, and dropped it across her chest. He heard bones snapping and air fluttering from her lungs, but no screams or groans or half-heard wails to suggest the woman was anything but dead. Then Vistara stepped out of the yellow fog. Her face was wild, and the Font's dark power was swirling around her legs so thickly that it looked as though she were floating on a black cloud. She raised her hands and pointed them at the corpse. Clearly, she intended to hit it with another blast of Force lightning, to burn it to a crisp and destroy every last trace of the thing that had tried to take them. "No, Vistara!" Ben quickly stepped to her side and placed a hand across her wrists, then gently forced her arms down. "There's no need for that. We're done with her now." Ship hung in the exit to the choke point, a small dark spot silhouetted against a blue giant sun. Jaina knew her opponent had to be as battered as the Rude Awakening. It had stopped returning fire after she had hit it with a double Baradium strike and driven it out in the Narrows. But it had refused to give up entirely, always remaining just close enough to remain a threat, to make one last suicide run and take them both out. Unfortunately, the shockwaves had taken a toll on the Awakening herself. She had at least 3 hull breaches, and Jaina had been forced to close her helmet and seal the medbay cabin where Luke lay strapped into a bunk. Now she truly had only one way to save him, assuming that was still possible. She had to set down on a planet with an atmosphere, and this deep in the maw, that meant Abeloth's own world. Jaina fired the last Baradium missile, then praying that the Awakening could take one more battering, she accelerated after it, and watched in disbelief as the distant dot suddenly began to shrink and vanished into nothingness. Finally, ship had turned and run.